This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Here are two numbers that describe a huge challenge and a possible solution. First, the challenge. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 1 in 5 Americans, including about 17 million children, suffer from food insecurity, which means they don't have consistent access to enough nutritious food.
And here's the number that offers a possible solution. American supermarkets and grocery stores throw out about $47 billion worth of food every year, 10 billion pounds of it, much of it perfectly good and perfectly nutritious.
So Doug Rao's idea is to reclaim that discarded food and create healthy meals for low-income customers. Rao is the former president of the popular grocery chain Trader Joe's, and he's the founder of the Urban Food Initiative here in Boston, which is planning to open its first food store that will take advantage of that excess food in Dorchester. And Doug Rao joins us now to talk about hunger, food insecurity, and his plan to tackle it here in Boston and across the country. And Doug Rao, great pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks.
And let me offer this quick disclaimer. Among other things, Doug Rao is the chair of WBUR's Board of Overseers, which is a volunteer leadership group that advises the station. So, Doug Rao, thanks for that as well. Tell us where this idea comes from.
Ah, yeah. Well, probably from 31 years of watching a lot of really good food get thrown out and how tough it is for grocers to get this recovered. And even when you make real efforts to try and work with local church groups, food banks, et cetera, getting food at every grocery store picked up 7 days a week is just economically not viable. It's really tough for these nonprofit organizations. And so I watched a lot of this stuff over the years just get, you know, thrown in the dumpster.
And why is that? I mean, even in an organization like Trader Joe's, for which you served as president for many years, I mean, this is an organization that has a sort of social conscience. How come so much food gets discarded?
That's a great question. And it comes back to sort of the heart of the way in which we as Americans require grocers to operate, which is they got to be full till the time they close. And I know that at Trader Joe's, customers let us know absolutely if the store was looking empty, if you ran, you know, low on your perishable product because you didn't want to be throwing stuff out, they let you know that, hey, you know, what's going on. So that's part of it. The other side of it is the fact that we have what's called sell-by and best-by dates that have become very popular. And these really, when it turns out, aren't used to give much education to the user as to when they should stop using a product. If you stop and think about it, if you bought something in the store 2 days ago that says sell by March 5th, and, you know, do you use it? Or say yesterday has sell by March 5th, would you use it? Well, and the answer, of course, if you know anything about this, which is a grocer, I do, is of course you would. I mean, the grocery.
So if I bought something yesterday and the sell-by date was maybe today, I'm perfectly okay using it tomorrow until the end of the week or whatever.
Absolutely. Right. Grocers give, as do manufacturers, a long runway for this because they want the customer to make sure they have, a really good experience. And second, the last thing they want is someone to have a bad experience with their food item.
So this is an important distinction. So you're not saying you want to sell the food that's no longer good. This is just the food that grocery chains have put a sell-by date on, and it's still perfectly good, perfectly nutritious. So then how do you get that to the store where you're going to sell it?
Yeah, that's a key point. So that I really appreciate you making that point, Anthony, because what this really is, this is good food. This is food that any one of us would have paid top dollar for an hour earlier. So what you do is you set up a business that's going to be run as a business. It has to be nonprofit because as a nonprofit, what you allow is the grocer to get a federal tax credit, which is very important. It's one of the tax code laws that really does, I think, really serve good behavior. And that is that grocers, if they take this absolutely perfectly good food and they get it recovered by a nonprofit, get to recapture up to 50% of their lost margin, the difference between their cost and what they would have sold it for. So what it requires is someone that would operate a business, like a retail location I'm proposing, hire a truck and a driver, or you work with other nonprofits with truck and drivers, and you work with the grocer, say what time you want us to be here, 10 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. You come by, you run it as a business, you pick it up, you bring it down, then you obviously go through stuff. At that point, you've got a kitchen, you've got a commissary, you prepare the food fresh on that spot, so that you have soups and stir fries and things all prepared now with lower sodium, lower sugar, fat, cholesterol, all done according to really good, healthy plate guidelines. and you offer that at the same competitive price as fast food. Mm. That's the key.
It's a noble and good idea, but you've heard some of the reactions to the idea. Some folks in some communities, low-income communities, might say, this is food that other people don't want. So no thanks. Don't bring it in here.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I've been down and had a number of community meetings, and I haven't yet been to a community meeting where when you get a chance to listen to the concept, people don't go, okay, I like it. I understand it. Mm-hmm. Clearly, when you first hear about it, you go, wait a minute, is this food that I'd want to be eating? And the answer is, absolutely, this is good food. I'm only interested in, and there, this 5 to 10 billion pounds of what's being disposed of here, we're talking about good food, food that is perfectly good. So the answer to that is we have a massive problem in America. You started talking about the numbers here. The other thing that's an amazing number is 40% of everything grown in America is never consumed. And so what we've got is we've got a health care tsunami about to hit us, from juvenile diabetes, heart disease, obesity, all of the issues that are just epidemic. And they come from the fact that hunger has morphed on us. It no longer is what it was in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and our institutions have not been able to change fast enough to deal with it. The morph is it's no longer a shortage of calories. The old classical definition of hunger was, give them something to eat.
Right.
Now it's give them something good to eat, because we're all eating, and particularly in these areas that are economically struggling, we're eating too many empty calories that are nutrition deficient. So we've got a system that's basically designed around cheap calories and expensive nutrients, starting with the farm bill all the way up.
So I understand that the Urban Food Initiative is about to, you're going to open a place in a building owned by the Codman Square Health Center in Dorchester. Tell us why that part of the city is a good location to sort of launch this Urban Food Initiative idea.
Well, first of all, Codman Square Health Center is doing amazing and very innovative work. There are doctors, ones that did like the fruit and vegetable prescriptions, farmers markets. They do a wide spectrum of health. They really care about the community. They're deeply involved there. And Dorchester itself has a very active and very innovative food, everything from Winter's Farmers Market, which is very successful and the only one I know of in the city that's a Winter's Farmers Market, to all sorts of other things. So Dorchester is actually quite open to innovative food solutions. And second is it's a community that is very diverse. And as such, I think it's very open to something that's new and different.
Doug, as we mentioned, you know, you're the former president of Trader Joe's. Why wouldn't an organization like Trader Joe's take this on? And I'm not just picking on Trader Joe's. Why not the supermarket industry in general take on this kind of mission, to do something with all of this excess food?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that the industry would love to see something done with this. I don't think any grocer in America feels good taking perfectly good food. We're talking about really good food and having it not be used. So I think that they'd love to. But it's not their mission. It's not their charge. And quite frankly, you know, if you're a Stop and Shop or you're any of the other publicly traded companies, you run afoul sometimes of your stockholders and others if they say that you're off doing social missions that, you know, let the government and other people do that. You know, your charter is to be a grocery store. So be a grocery store. So I think that, you know, there are many efforts and many, many wonderful things that grocers do, I believe, to assist this. It's not really their mandate.
And do you see, you'd like to scale this up. I mean, you're starting this in Dorchester, but you see this as something that might work across the country to solve a big problem that we see all across the country, right?
Yeah, you know, I had the opportunity when I graduated from Trader Joe's to do a couple-year fellowship at Harvard, and it was around in their Advanced Leadership Initiative. And it was around trying to take people that have had experience that are ready to transition into tackling some major social ills. So the challenge was for me, I looked at this and said, you know, 50 million Americans are, you know, food insecure. And we're the richest country in the history of the world in food production. We pay less for our food than any people in the history of the world have ever paid before as a, you know, part of our disposable income. So how do we take one problem, which is all this food, you know, and use it to solve another problem? And that's the key.
Well, it's a great and, as I said, noble effort. Good luck to you. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about it. It's fascinating.
It's been great to have this opportunity. Thanks.
Doug Rao is the former president of Trader Joe's. He's the CEO of Conscious Capitalism and the founder of the Urban Food Initiative. Listeners, let us know what you think about this idea at RadioBoston.org.
Stick with us, because coming up, we'll hear the soul-infused sounds of musician Jesse D. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.